Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A case involving Child Evangelism Fellowship was recently argued at the Federal Court of Appeals. The CEF organization is one of the best organizations for children in the country, indeed, around the world. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, Child Evangelism Fellowship is now in about 180-plus countries worldwide, so they are huge, and they're in all 50 states, and they have, as part of Child Evangelism Fellowship, groups called the Good News Clubs, and they are for elementary age students, roughly ages 5 through 12, and they're in about 4,000-plus elementary schools around the country. In most of the situations, there's no problem. There's actually a Supreme Court case on this. There's multiple court cases that Liberty Counsel has represented, and we've won. But I was recently in federal court in Cincinnati, Ohio, to argue a Child Evangelism Fellowship case out of Ohio. Matt, Good News Clubs ought to be, in my opinion, in every public elementary school in the country.
Well, amen, they should. You know, my wife and I were so delighted. We got a call from a teacher at our daughter's school. She's 9 years old. They have a Child Evangelism Fellowship. They have a Good News Club after school there. But my daughter had, just on her own, unprompted, started a Bible study, a recess Bible study. At recess during school, our teacher, who's a Christian, was delighted by that. She called us, and she is steering a number of those kids to the Good News Club after school. So, what a wonderful organization, and what a wonderful way for young people to learn about the Lord and to learn how to frankly be better citizens in their community.
Well, no question about it. These Good News Clubs are great. They are, I would consider them, high-powered Sunday schools that you can have in the public school or in your backyard. They teach character and moral development. Here's an example. They have a story that they teach about Joseph. Joseph was thrown into the pit by his brothers. You remember the story. He gets sold into slavery. He gets taken into Egypt. He's in prison there. Eventually, he interprets the dream of Pharaoh. Joseph becomes a high-level official in Egypt, and as a result, he saves his family and his nation. And then his family members, the brothers that actually threw him in the pit and left him for dead, come to Egypt to get some grain. Joseph could have taken revenge against some of those brothers. He was certainly in a position to do so, and he obviously had good reason to do so. But what did he do? He forgave them. What you intended for evil, God intended for good. He turned it around for good. And you remember that touching story where he wept and broke down in the presence of his brothers. They all were reunited. He was able to see his father again. So here's a story that they're learning in school, and they're being taught, look, even though someone's done you wrong and you have a reason to be angry at them and you could take advantage of them and retaliate, the best thing is forgive them. Don't do it. What a great kind of a message to give to young people in a public school.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. Yet, despite the fact that the great lesson here inherent within that story, because it's a Bible story, there are anti-theists, anti-Christian organizations and individuals who want to target the Child Evangelism Fellowships and the Good News Clubs and shut them down. Boy, if any of our clients, you know, got gold stars and gift certificates from Liberty Counsel for being a regular client, it would be Child Evangelism Fellowship. How many times has Liberty Counsel now defended CEF and the Good News Clubs in court?
We've defended them probably 150 times or more. Most of the situations are resolved through a telephone call or a letter, some kind of intervention. But we've also had to litigate in courts. To this day, we've never lost a case at the Court of Appeals. I just argued at the Federal Court of Appeals, known as the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, headquartered in Cincinnati, Ohio, regarding a Child Evangelism Fellowship case. In that case, up until 2012, Child Evangelism Fellowship got free access to the facilities for after-school programs. It's a great program. They provide it free of charge to the students and their parents. And the Boy Scouts was given free access as well. But then, in the fall of 2012, a new principal said to the Boy Scouts, you can continue to use our facilities free of charge, but to CEF, no, you got to pay an hourly fee. And we asked for equal treatment to the Scouts. That was denied, and then repeated attempts by Liberty Council and CEF were ignored. A letter was sent to the school board, ignored. Phone calls, emails, ignored. Finally, we ended up filing suit, and that's the case now before the Federal Court of Appeals. And so what we have here is a discriminatory policy that the school district imposes. They come up with all kinds of ingenious ways, Matt, to discriminate by trying to say it's not really discrimination. We're doing it for some other reason. The fact of the matter is, when you compare CEF with the Boy Scouts, they're very similar in the sense that they address the same kinds of subject matters: character and moral development, teamwork and camaraderie, respect and integrity. But one does it from a Christian perspective. That's CEF. They use the Bible. They use Bible verses. They use Christian songs, memory verses. They give stories. And the Supreme Court in 2011 says, that's perfectly fine. You've got to give equal access. But these public school officials oftentimes, instead of welcoming these good news clubs, sometimes they discriminate against them. We can resolve it through a phone call, a letter oftentimes, but sometimes we have to litigate. And so far, we've never lost a case at the Court of Appeals.
Well, and I highly suspect that we'll win this one as well. You know, the Cleveland Metropolitan School District, that's what they did here, was exactly what you described. This is viewpoint discrimination, unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination, simply because and only because the Good News Club is a Christian organization. They singled it out for essentially monetary punitive penalties to make them pay when others were not forced to pay. That's discrimination. It's unconstitutional, cut and dry, and the Supreme Court has effectively said so.
You know, Child Evangelism Fellowship, through experience, and then George Barna in his research through empirical studies, found that 85% of those who have given their life to the Lord have done so before the conclusion of their 13th birthday. 70% of those who have felt the call for full-time foreign missions work have felt that call before the conclusion of their 13th birthday, and so on. This is a very important age group. It's important that we can have these not only in our neighborhoods, but also in the public schools. These are great opportunities. In fact, Matt, we've actually had individuals, bus drivers, principals, and other public school officials. In fact, a principal in one particular situation said that he had a Good News Club at his school. When he was transferred to another school, he personally requested a Good News Club. Why? Because he could see the physical difference in the behavior of the young boys and girls before and after a Good News Club arrived, that they actually had better behavior, better respect for one another. Their decorum was better. Their respect for their parents was better. We've received that same kind of information from parents as well.
Well, that's right. You know, we don't need the studies, but the studies have established that these are the formidable years. If we know that, and if the studies show that, you know, the enemies of Christianity know that too. And so that's why they're trying to shut down Child Evangelism Fellowship and the Good News Clubs. And thank God, Matt, that that Liberty Council, that you and Liberty Council are there to stand in the gap.
Well, you can get more information about Child Evangelism Fellowship and a Good News Club in your local area. I encourage you to pray for having one of these in your area. Your church can adopt it, adopt a school by providing volunteers for a trained CEF worker, and your church can have volunteers to help. You can also underwrite that as well. For more information, you can call 800-671-1776. That's the Liberty Council number, or go to lc.org for more information to get one in your area. If you know of issues affecting family, faith, and freedom, give us a call. And also remember, every contribution to Liberty Council between now and December 31 will be doubled. So make your gift double the impact by contributing between now and the end of the year. Again, your gift to Liberty Council between now and midnight, the end of the year, December 31, your time zone will be doubled. Whether you give over the phone, credit card, you send a check that's postmarked, that will be doubled. Your $10 becomes $20. Your 25 becomes 50, your 50 becomes 100, and so forth. Every gift will be doubled between now in the end of the year. So this is a strategic time to make your gift count, and I encourage you to do so. You can call right now, 800-671-1776, for more information. You can also go to lc.org for more information. Thank you for your prayers and your financial support. Help us end this year strong. Every gift will be doubled. Make sure that your gift has a double impact. You can literally double the impact of your gift. By every gift coming in, that will be doubled by another great friend and supporter of Liberty Council. Go to lc.org or call us toll-free today, 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.